Quiet Strength, The Principles, Practices, and Priorities of a Winning Life by Tony Dungy with Nathan Whitaker. Published by Tyndale House Publishers, Carroll Stream, Illinois. This is Tony Dungy reading. Introduction. Absolutely not. I've been approached many times over the last few years about writing a book, and my answer had always been the same. In 2004, I had lunch with my good friend Nathan Whitaker in Indianapolis, and we talked about doing a book that would be more about life than about football. Could I see how such a book would help others? Yes, but still my answer was no. And then my team, the Indianapolis Colts, won Super Bowl 41 in February of 2007. Still no. But then the cards and letters and emails started to roll in. Thank you for your witness before the game. My son and I watched your comments after the game together. I could take him to church 20 times, and it wouldn't have opened up a chance for us to talk the way watching that Super Bowl did. My husband moved out 3 weeks ago, but heard one of your comments about putting your family first. He's since called, and he wants to come talk. I like the saying, life is hard, but God is good. It's because of God's goodness that we can have hope, both for here and the hereafter. And it's the desire to share that hope that finally changed my no to a yes. But before we begin, I want to make sure that we're starting at the same place. The point of this book is not the Super Bowl. In fact, it's not football. Don't get me wrong, football is great. It's provided a living and a passion for me for decades. It was the first job I ever had that actually got me excited heading to work. But football is just a game. It's not family. It's not a way of life. It doesn't provide any sort of intrinsic meaning. It's just football. It lasts for 3 hours, and when the game's over, it's over. And frankly, as you'll see throughout this book, that fact that when it's over, is part of football's biggest appeal to me. When a game ends, win or lose, it's time to prepare for the next one. The coaches and players really don't have any time to celebrate or to stay down because Sunday's gone and Monday's here. And no matter what happened yesterday, you have to be ready to play next Sunday. That's how it works, just like life. I'm still not totally comfortable putting my story in a book, but here's how I see it. Although football has been a part of my life that I've really enjoyed, I've always viewed it as a means to do something more, a means to share my faith, to encourage and lift up other people. And I see this book as a way of expanding the platform that football has provided. This book is not only about me either. It's about the priorities, choices, approaches, and habits that lead to being a winner, to experiencing true success. It's about you and me and our journey in this world together. It's about the things I've learned, the mistakes I've made, the heartaches that have made me lean into the Father's presence. I hope that when it's all said and done, you'll see that it's really all about Him. Chapter 1, Tampa Rain. It was time. I figured I'd waited long enough. Darkness had fallen on that winter evening, 2 days after our team's business had concluded for the season. The building was otherwise deserted as I pulled up and parked at the small wooden shack guarding the entrance to One Buccaneer Place. One Buck, as we called it, stood quiet. The one-story stucco and concrete block building was located on the edge of the Tampa International Airport. Oscar, the guard on duty, escorted me through the locked gate on the side of the building. My security code no longer worked. Silently, I gathered 6 years' worth of my professional life from my office. 3-ring binders with notes, play diagrams, and play-calling sheets, various books and photographs, my son's video games, and a couple of Buccaneer hats, although I'd never wear them again. I was lost in my memories as I placed these things rather haphazardly in cardboard boxes, thoughtfully left out for me by my administrative assistant. No, I realized Laura is someone else's administrative assistant now. I stopped to contemplate a wood-framed picture in the stack. It had been taken our first year in Tampa, and we were all beaming. My daughter, Tierra, my sons Jamie and Eric, my wife Lauren, and me. The stadium grass behind us was a vibrant green, the shade of an Irish meadow, sliced into 5-yard increments by crisp white stripes. A teeming throng.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?